The Ghost with One Black Eye. It was a dark and stormy Halloween night. Brother and sister had been out collecting all their candy, and now they were back in their house, counting it, seeing who got the best chocolate bars, who got the most chips, and who could they give those suckers away to, when all of a sudden they heard their baby sister cry.
Juice now.
Oh, said sister, I'll get you some apple juice. And she went to go to the fridge when her mother said, oh dear, there's no apple juice left in the fridge. You'll need to go down to the basement to get the apple juice. So sister went over to the basement door. She opened it up and went down the stairs. When she got to the bottom of the stairs, she heard a voice. I am the ghost with the one black eye. And sister screamed and she ran up the stairs as quickly as she could. She slammed the door and she looked at the baby and she said, oh, baby, I don't think you really want apple juice today, do you? You see, there's a ghost in the basement. Oh, said brother, I don't believe in ghosts. Don't worry, baby, I can get you some apple juice in the basement. And the baby started to cry and she said,
I want some apple juice now.
So brother went over to the basement. He opened up the door. And he went down the stairs. And when he got to the bottom of the stairs, he heard a voice that said, I am the ghost with the one black eye. And brother gave out a great yell, and he turned and hightailed it up those stairs so quickly, and he slammed that basement door, and he looked at baby, and he said, baby, don't you think you'd like some orange juice today? And baby just looked at him, and she started to cry.
I want some apple juice now.
Oh, said mother, I guess I'll have to go. Why is it I always have to do everything myself? And so the mother walked over to the basement door. She opened it up, and down she went to the bottom of the basement stairs. And when she got to the very bottom, she heard a voice that said, I am the ghost with the one black eye. And the mother gave a terrible screech, and she ran up to the top of the basement stairs and slammed the door shut, and she said, baby, there really is a ghost in our basement. And just about this time, the father walked into the kitchen to hear his little baby sitting there crying,
I want some apple juice now.
And the father said, won't anybody get the baby some apple juice? And the mother said, but the apple juice is in the basement, and there's a ghost in our basement. And the father said, I don't believe in ghosts. And he walked across the kitchen over to the basement door. He opened it up and he went down the basement stairs. And when he got to the bottom of the basement stairs, he heard a voice that said, am the ghost with the one black eye. And the father? He didn't say a thing. In fact, he didn't even breathe, and he ran all the way to the top of the stairs, and he slammed that basement door, and he looked at Baby, and he said, Baby, how about tomorrow? I take you to the grocery store, and I'll buy you some apple juice. I'll buy you as much apple juice as you've ever wanted. And Baby looked at him, and then she started to cry.
I want my apple juice! I want my apple juice now!
And then, up came the old black dog. He had been curled under the kitchen table, sleeping quite contently. And he thought to himself, if no one else is going to get Baby that apple juice, I guess I'll have to. And he went over to the basement door. He stretched up as tall as he could. He put his big black paws around that doorknob and he pulled open the basement door. And then he went down the basement steps. And when he got to the bottom of the basement steps, he heard a voice that said, I am the ghost with the one black eye. And that dog hightailed it up the stairs with his tail stuck between his legs, and he slammed that basement door shut. He didn't say a thing to Baby. He just went over to that table and he curled up underneath that table and he lay there shaken and a shivering. And then the little orange kitten thought, well, if no one else is going to keep Baby happy, I'm going to have to go and do the job. And so the little kitten went over and she sat at the basement door. And she sat and she waited until someone opened the door for her. And then she went down the basement stairs. When she got to the bottom of the basement stairs, she heard a voice that said, I am the ghost with the one black eye. And that kitten, she turned around and she got to the top of the stairs without touching one of those stairs. And she ran underneath the kitchen table and she curled up there with that little dog and she sat there shivering and shaking. And Baby sat there, and she said out loud,
I want my apple juice now!
But there was nobody left in the house to get her apple juice. So Baby climbed up out of that high chair, right on top of the tray of the high chair, and then she crawled over the tray and slid down the leg of her high chair. She crawled across the kitchen floor. She opened that door, and then she turned around with her feet sticking down the basement. She slid all the way down the stairs on her stomach. And when she got to the bottom of the basement stairs, she heard a voice that said, I am the ghost with the one black eye. And that little baby, she sat up tall on her bum and she said,
if you don't be quiet and leave us alone, you're going to be the ghost with two black eyes.
And with that, the ghost flew off and he was never seen or heard from again.